Yeah, I mean, you know what's nonsense? I'll tell you this. So, with our team here at ESPN West Palm.
Love our teammates.
We have sister stations. We have ESPN West Palm here in South Florida. We have ESPN Chicago in, you know, Illinois. We have ESPN Cleveland, ESPN Madison, Wisconsin, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN New York. You go down the list. We did some team thing where we competed station to station. And it was for...
Mel. It was the Mel movie. And we won the trivia from Mel.
Was it that?
Right, it was Mel.
There's a couple things that they did. A couple games that you compete against and you get money out of it. And they give you money to spend in, like, you know, team building activities. Go get some food. You can set up a dinner.
Or wait,
our big one.
Your video one too. Who am I kidding?
And we combined that with the trivia tickets.
With
we
Mel.
Got,
okay.
So we got like $700-$800, I believe, to spend on a meal. And we were going to split it up amongst people individually. No, I'm like, screw that. Let's do one day. Get, you know, $500-$600 worth of food. And let's have like a big teammate office eating thing.
Right.
Wow, what's coming up in 2 weeks? Thanksgiving. All right, so my thought process was, hey, we should do the use our voucher, so to speak, on this teammates giving.
I mean,
people do Friendsgiving. You ever did that? I never did a Friendsgiving.
We would do it in Chicago with Claire Bear.
I would never do that.
We'd go to their apartment.
I would never do that.
Is Claire Bear in Chicago? That's crazy.
She lives back home in Cleveland now, but no, that's what I call my friend Claire.
Like, have you ever watched The Bear, like the show?
Never.
There's a Claire Bear in the show, and she's from Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, no, Claire Bear is from Strongsville,
she an
Ohio.
Actress? Oh, okay.
No. God, Claire Bear just had her first kid, and she's one of my best friends. But she would invite me to Friendsgiving. Regardless, getting back on track, Kyle, can I take it a step further? Let's go get a steak for Thanksgiving. Let's go to No Names Please Steakhouse. Go get some $600.
Or you just go get some food here.
Colin, $600.
We can hire a chef. We can hire a chef for that amount of money.
Colin, $600.
That is a good steak for 20 people.
Maybe.
Not a steak dinner for 20 people.
Not at a steakhouse, but you could cater enough food for more than enough for 20 people.
We could get one of those big hibachi things where the guy will cook it in front of you.
That, you
I
absolutely
want meat.
Can. That is definitely meat. Within the range
meat.
Of $600.
Meat.
I think it is $700 that we have. But so we're in here today. And there's a listing, you know, when people sign up for a barbecue or something like that, everybody's got to bring something different.
And then the laziest person goes, I'll bring the cups and plates.
All right, so we got to deal with that now. And so apparently we got to do this next Wednesday.
Christian.
And we're not using the voucher.
And then there's me who completely forgets about this and it's going to be running to Publix 5 minutes before the party starts.
I mean, here's the thing. We're doing this next Wednesday and everybody's got to bring something different. And you know what the funny part is? Nobody wants to take the brunt of it. Nobody wants to set up the turkey.
Who's going
to
do the roast?
Who's going to do that? Nobody wants to do that. We don't have the facilities to do that. So, I mean, it's just... And the problem is, there is such an obvious solution to this problem.
There is.
Okay. Hey, pay somebody to cater a Thanksgiving platter of 4 or 5 sides, enough turkey and meat to satisfy, a couple desserts, and off we go.
And we go.
You could do that for $700. And we're not doing it.
And we go eat it in the Palatino parking lot, and we call it a day.
So what are we going to do? Now we got to bring in food and set it up ourselves?
My question, and listen, like...
There's 30 people. How are we going to bring 30 different things?
If there is a plan for the $700, okay, I understand. But, like, there's no plan.
We're not using any of the $700.
But what I'm saying is...
It's not, there's no,
There's no direction.
Is there not a more obvious...
I'm about to put it towards budget.
Right.
At this point, if we're not going to use it. Put it towards budget with our,
and I can't stand this because there's going to be people there that get away with just, you know, buying the cookie platter. And there's going to be people that have to make, you know, the sweet potato casserole. And that's going to be a nightmare for everyone to deal
dessert.
With that.
I'm bringing a dessert.
It's going to be a bunch of cookies because you're going to have a bunch of people who want to escape by getting the dessert.
Bring a boar's head ham instead, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
We could hire a chef. Give him $300 or give him all of it. $700, you get all the ingredients, you set up enough food for 25 people, and you can absolutely do it.
To Colin's point, my fear, Christian, is that we don't use the money here, and we never hear about it again. And a year and a half goes by and goes, the hell ever happened?
Did West Palm hit budget? I mean, buy $700, believe it or not. Oh, really?
I just don't, there's no direction for it.
It's like Andy in the office who bought all the paper.
There's no plan for it, all right? There's like... If
I love
like,
that idea. A free meal like that, $700 worth.
Right.
Hey, no brainer. Let's get something good in there.
I know Colin is going to be making his strides, you know, through the bullpen one day, a year from now, and go, whatever the hell happened to all that money we won for winning trivia? And everyone's just going to be like, I don't know. And it's just going to get, you know, we're never going to do anything with it ever again.
Why are we setting up a Friendsgiving when we get the food organized?
Now, I don't think you can. It goes against the Friendsgiving for nothing to be homemade, though, no? I understand.
Christian, I can't cook. Christian, unless you want burnt Brussels sprouts.
I don't trust anybody in here's cooking abilities. That's number one.
Hey, we've had Friendsgivings here before, and they've been good.
Have they?
Who cooks? Steph? Like, Stephanie and, like, Eileen are the only ones.
You gotta realize.
Christian, we didn't do one last year.
You gotta realize that there are a lot of adults with kids.
No, we did not do one last year. That's 2 years ago.
But yeah, that's what I mean.
Eileen
and Stephanie. I would trust Eileen and Stephanie to cook. Other than that, who?
But you have like husbands and wives and fathers and mothers back.
Families
there.
Coming too?
No, but they have to provide for their children. Who? And
Christian,
restaurants and takeout
outside
every day.
Outside of the two that I mentioned, and Eileen and Stephanie.
Oh, they're mothers. They're mothers with children.
Exactly. They can cook. Are they going to cook?
I trust John O'Terry too. He's got three kids. So I mean, here's the thing. Look,
I don't
you know
trust O'Terry to cook.
Oh, look at this. I'm looking at the Excel sheet.
But I trust
you know
Mrs.
somebody
O'Terry.
Got? You know what somebody
get?
Got?
Huh?
Somebody put their name down for rolls plus butter.
Oh.
Give me a break. Give me a break. What a load of crap.
I'll do
Pacey
that.
Give I'll me say that. It. Pacey Korth. Rolls and butter? What is this, a joke?
And he got it
Don't
early.
Don't even bother
And
going.
He got it early.
Don't even bother showing up. If you show up with a plastic bag of
Christian,
11 rolls
you know what this
with
is.
A stick of butter, I will not let you eat if you do that.
You know what this is going to turn into. It's going to turn into us three dummies going to Publix and trying to figure this out the day of. Because, Colin, you're not cooking. Christian, you're not cooking, and I am certainly not cooking.
I see. You know what? Here's what's gotten taken. Dish/non-alcoholic drink is what you got to bring for next week. Charcuterie board was taken. Some people like doing that. Fine. Cookies. Oh, shocked about that one. Pumpkin pie. That takes about 11 minutes to go get it across the street at Publix. Rolls plus butter. Dude. Don't even bother showing up if you have rolls plus butter.
The Hawaiian rolls. I see it now. It's those Hawaiian sweet rolls with a stick of I can't believe it.
Oh, my God.
It's
got to get worse.
JMP, bread loaves by, we got bread now? We got additional
bread?
Well,
JMP, hang on. JMP's wife, like,
does
makes
she make bread?
Makes,
Then get the rolls plus butter out of there. If we got the great bread,
no, Korth, dude,
then let's stick
hang
with
on.
The bread.
Hang on. Colin is blowing up Casey's Korth's
this is a fireball
spot
offense.
Right now.
This is ridiculous. You don't need rolls plus butter. Don't even bother showing up.
So what?
So this is a better idea. What I just saw, and believe me, people are going to be late to sign up for this because nobody wants to do anything outside
straight.
Of the ones that have been selected.
Colin and Mike are going to be in
we're
charge.
Be last. You want to set up the turkey? I'll set the turkey at a principle and make it the worst turkey anybody's ever had. But hey, you guys wanted this.
Let me get this straight. Everybody's going to run out of the gates and get everything easy. And Colin and I, because we are who we are, we're not going to sign up for anything. And everyone's going to look at us.
What a waste of time.
Everyone's going to look at us and go, I agree. But everyone's going to look at us and go, where's the ham and turkey? Guys, what the hell are you talking about?
A non-subsidized Thanksgiving that one person has to sign up for? Color me shocked that everybody went the easy route to open this
up. Am I out of town? Am I out of town for this?
It's next Wednesday.
No, you're here.
No, remember, it's the week after is Thanksgiving. So it's the week before.
Wait a minute.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Where are you next Wednesday?
It's Wednesday the 19th, right?
Yeah, where are you? Where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
I'm here.
You should book a trip.
Pudding?
I'm out of days, Kyle.
Pudding? Seriously writing down rolls plus butter
what
when
a joke.
Only two
cookies?
Desserts and a charcuterie board is taken is a fireable offense.
I agree.
You want to know, hang on, is there a honey baked ham around here? Maybe I just do that. Maybe I just run and get a
that should be the protein because turkey takes a special oven.
Colin,
or
maybe you and I
mean, we don't hang have on. The facilities for a turkey.
Colin.
You know what we could do? We could go get a chef and give him $700 and say, do your worst, $700
dude,
open check, and you can eat with us. I think any chef would sign up for that.
And can you imagine the hibachi guy with the ding, 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 with the, you know, the things that he's
yeah. We don't need a everywhere. We don't need a hibachi.
Why?
You need outdoor facilities to set up a hibachi. You can't do that in an office.
Colin, you grills. Set up a chiropractor.
Every hibachi is indoors.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
You right. Set up a chiropractor in the lobby.
Too many people for a hibachi. You need two guys. You need two guys if you do hibachi. We got about 20,
disagree.
25 people.
Have you ever met Mike Jones who works at Samurai in Strongsville, Ohio?
25 people for a hibachi table? Are you crazy? We're
you've
not
never,
doing 25 people. I've done hibachi.
I'll tell you what. My guy Mike Jones at Shinto in Strongsville, Ohio could pull it off. That's all I'm saying, mate.
25 people?
You'd be surprised,
Mike,
about how great somebody.
For that.
Dude,
we need two guys for
dude,
that.
An underrated craft in life is a hibachi chef.
He's gonna need a whole live. Craft. He's gonna need a whole group of livestock to get to feed everybody with that.
They do have in-house paella. I had that once.
That'd
where someone shows up and makes a big batch of paella.
Yeah, I would trust. Can we trust anybody to do it? I would trust a professional to do that.
Can we? Yeah, I agree. Can we get back to the task at hand of? I know for a fact we're not using the money. A year from now, Colin is going to, in his famous laugh, going to look around and ask what the hell we did with the money. And no one's going to, it's just going to get brushed under the rug.
And someone's like, yeah, I got a new AC for my car.
Right, right. Or someone got a new gaming system. You know what I mean?
Like, what a waste of time.
I agree. That list is a waste of time.
There have been six things selected.
Where is that?
And none of it matters.
Where are you looking to find that?
It was sent in an email.
Yes, Mike. Check your email, dude.
It was sent in an email. It was sent in an email. It's an Excel sheet.
Emails?
And I got charcuterie board, cookies, pumpkin pie, rolls plus butter. Sue me. This should be a random selector. You guys want to play this game? Do a random selector.
We don't need an email for that.
Have a random selector with all the dishes, and then have somebody spin it, and that's how you just get decided. It's the only fair way to do it. You can't do first come, first serve. It's not fair. You can't do a Friendsgiving, by the way, which is a waste of time not getting subsidized. But especially when we have $750 to play with. You can't do that. And because nobody's going to take the turkey. Nobody's going to make anything complicated. I mean,
But I told you what's going to happen.
It's all going to be a bunch of nonsense. Get a professional.
We're not going to sign up. And the last two things are going to be the turkey and they're going to ask us, where are they? I'm going to go, listen, I didn't sign up for anything. What are you talking about?
You know
about?
What it's going to be? It's going to be 17 trays of cookies. It's going to be and 11 trays of rolls. That is going to be Thanksgiving.
Colin,
you do not deserve to show up to a Friendsgiving or teammate event here at our office with rolls plus butter. You will not be allowed in the building. You will not be allowed in
the
building.
And listen, if I forget to sign up and I can't eat, so be it. You know, if I'm...
Well, I want to eat. I'd want to eat. But like,
you don't eat it here. I've never seen you eat in the office.
It tastes better when it's free. How's that?
We could go and actually get hibachi in walking distance from the office, just as boycott.
We've done that before.
And take the voucher?
Just like go...
You guys want to use it?
Hostile takeover?
Somebody's got to use it.
Christian, you
get... Somebody's got to use it.
If you get Druda on board, I'm in.
We are due for hibachi outing.
If you get our director of
hibachi, I love hibachi. It's a great time,
dude.
$700 in company subsidization that we have for a meal event, and we're not going to use it for a Thanksgiving event because of the ethicality of bringing in your own event. Bringing in your own piece of food. I'm looking at the food here, and it's a lot of bread and dessert. That's what it's going to be. Bread and dessert.
Well, Casey's got the rolls and butter covered.
What a waste of time, Casey. I'm never going to talk to him after. Don't even look at me at this with the rolls that you get. It takes you 11 seconds to get that.
I'll bring in a bottle
store.
Of Sprite.
get the double bottles.
Get the two liter of Sprite.
The ice is on you.
Sign up for this now. Let's sign up. Fine. You guys want to play this game?
Colin,
I'll sign up right now.
Sign me up. Can you sign me up?
I sure can.
Perfect.
So I'm going to sign you up.
Sprite,
Christian, what do you
want to
bring? Have you bring the cups? Christian's going to bring the cups. Mike will bring the 2 liters of Sprite.
Yes. We do need cutlery. Like, there's going to be forks.
I'll bring
and
the
knives.
Plastic forks. Okay. No problem. You got that.
We'll
covered.
Say we'll bring the cutlery. We'll just open up the drawers.
Colin, what'd you put together? Don't worry. I set this all up. There you go. All right.
You know, we do need dish soap. Like, you know, this isn't going to go down.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
No problem.
Do we need a sponge?
Yes.
And we are going to have one of the three of us. We'll flip a coin on who has to actually go get it for the other three.
That's fine.
The other two.
That's fine.
That's right. All right. I'll sign us up. No problem.
Napkins. All right. Messy business.
So, cutlery and napkins is one. The other two, Mike has to get just two. 2 liters of Sprite.
2 liters
of
Sprite.
Probably satiates 8 or 9 people. And then you got Christian. What are you going to get? The cups. You're going to get the red Solos.
And then you're bringing dish soap and a sponge.
Yep. No problem. You guys want to do this nonsense teams gaming that nobody cares about. And you're not going to put a little money into this. You're not going to subsidize this. I'm getting all the texts, by the way, from yesterday of Craig Robinson, by the way. But getting it right now. All right. Mike Rizzo signing up. Mike, you're welcome in. And you're going to get
2 liters of Sprite.
two liters of Sprite. Of Sprite. Christian Cat signed up on the Friendsgiving list. Christian Cat is bringing 2 30-packs of Red Solos. Just in case somebody wants to get a different cup, you never know.
And no plus ones. I'm not paying for your kids' Sprite.
230 packs only. Or a 145 pack. I'll put that in there. Or
depending on the BOGO at Publix.
We'll see what the deal is. We'll see what the deal is. Colin Russo signed up on the Friendsgiving. He is getting
dish soap, sponge,
singular, forks and knives. All right. Set. Looking forward to this. It's going to be a great time.
Rolls and butter. That's going to forever impact my view of that
person. Listen, and if they give us crap on this, we're throwing Korth under the bus.
I'm not dealing with this. We're throwing cookies.
Mike,
and
you're only bringing Sprite. Korth's bringing rolls and butters, mate.
One stick of butter. You can have no fork or no knife. Oh, it's going to be a waste of time.
I guarantee you people drink more of my Sprite than those godforsaken rolls with butter.
But I will say, so this is the early sign-up list. 2 years ago, it was a great teammates fan Thanksgiving.
What did you bring 2 years ago?
I made buffalo chicken dip.
You actually made it?
My girlfriend made buffalo chicken dip.
That's why you're out.
Did she get to come?
No. I ate for like 2 weeks on the leftovers from that Thanksgiving.
Well, that I can promise you. If we're going to do this, I mean, I'm taking it home.
So the problem is not living with the girlfriend out of town, Colin, so I don't know. Like, if we weren't being jerks in response to previous teammates being jerks, I don't know what I would have prepared.
What do you mean, dude? You're set.
You're all good. You're all good, mate. What are you worried about? Red Solos, it is. One pack of 45.
What I'm worried
should
is.
It should be fine.
Now I'm texting the offender, Casey Korth, right now, because I called him. He was walking into his very important gym appointment, so he couldn't call back into the show. So I said, call into the show. He says, sorry, I'm walking to the gym. I said, okay, Mr. Rolls and Butter. He replies, someone tell me what to bring. Then IDGAF, LOL.
Wow, so he doesn't care.
Snippy.
All right, you want to be a little snippy. It's Casey's birthday the other day. He thinks he's on cloud nine. He's going to the gym. He's fancy.
It's all right, I got the Sprite.
Yeah, you want to play this game, fine.
We got the Sprite.
There's going to be nobody that brings the sweet potato casserole. The stuffing, you can forget about that. That is not being brought. And you get the turkey and the ham, forget about it. There's going to be brownies, cookies, more cookies, rolls, 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 butter, cups, Sprite, and cutlery. That's going to be our friends.
And then a soap and a sponge.
For plastic plates, which we could throw out. How about that? What a waste. What a waste. Instead, call me crazy for this. If you had $700 to play with in voucher money that our office was offered, and you could go either have somebody who knows how to budget properly, go budget and go to Costco and get something. Are you going to Costco with $700?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You could feed a village. Feed a village with $700.
They do have those lasagnas that you throw in the oven.
Oh, my God. You want to talk about pre-made? Just go to Costco with the $700. Everybody's going to eat like kings and queens.
Christian, Colin hit the nail on the head. If you're not using that money now, when the hell are you going to use it? Right. When are we going to
use it? They're going to use it when Mike and Colin
are out of town.
Yes. Yes, that is definitely going
to
happen.
Whatever, dude. Honest to God, whatever.
There's
going to
be that 3 week period in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That is a great time to use it. Then, you know, Christmas to New Year's is a wishy washy time.
So, Kyle, when we go back home.
You're not going to use it in January? We're not using it in January. Save me the suspense.
So, Kyle, when we take our patented July vacations, that's when they're going to do it.
What a waste of time. A Friendsgiving. But everybody signed. This is why you can't do these things. You got to assign it. You can't have people sign up for themselves.
Draw out of a hat, and you get assigned an entree, a side, a dessert.
Just have, and some people get lucky. That's fine.
Exactly.
You got to leave it fair. Spins the wheel and it has a different thing on it, and one of them is cups and Sprite, one of them is, and then you get lucky. It's like winning the lottery. Yeah! All right!
And then there's a guy who's got to sweat over a Christmas ham. He's got to figure out in his studio apartment.
He's got to stuff the turkey the night before. On a YouTube video. We don't have the facilities for that.
Boys, how much is a honey baked ham? Hang on, I'm here.
I think you can get one for sub 40.
Hold on. I'm on the
pre-made? Dude, you gotta get multiple. You gotta get two or three.
To be fair.
You gotta get three.
Dude, the honey baked ham. A slice, and then you have all the other sides.
The honey baked ham is unbelievable.
The stuffing, you need a ton.
Guys,
of stuffing.
A 6 pound honey baked ham is $100.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Where are you looking?
That's why
I'm on
right from the farm?
Where am I looking? I'm on honeybaked.com. com.
All right, you're going to the top of the line. You're going right to the top.
Everyone's thinking about Christmas with the Cranks when they fight over the honey baked ham.
Dude, the 10-pounder, Kyle.
What's the
10-pounder? Serves up to $1,320.
I know pigs get that big. Like, worth the slaughter, a 10-pound ham?
I don't know, Kyle.
Hold on a second. 10 pounds only feeds 13
people? It says 13. 10 pounds serves
up to... Who's having a pound of ham? I can do that, but I'm like, I mean, like Mike and I can maybe knock it out. I mean, who's having a pound of ham apiece? That's insane.
All right.
13. That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
I'll buy rotisserie chickens for the protein for the office.
Oh my God. We get four rotisserie chickens. You're spending $20. It's great.
They got those at Publix.
I think they got
you got to go to Costco. Go down the street. Dude, $700 at Costco. You could feed a village.
So you want to know what's going to happen here?
Go
Christina
ahead.
Is going to come in here in the break and rip us a new
our director of marketing. She's going to rip us a
you know what.
Spearheading this event and refuses to use the voucher.
And Colin and I are going to be in some trouble. It's all right. And then,
that's why we haven't went to break.
Right. I'm scared. I'm actually scared.
Tina's like the politicians that are asking for more money. It's like, you have the money.
Right.
I'm not going to flay while we're in the kitchen right now.
Yeah, I agree.
We don't have the facilities for that. What are you going to do? How about this? Everybody's going to come in with 100 different sides. Do we even have an oven? Do we even have anything to heat it up?
Well, you had that godforsaken sandwich thing where Oteri heats everything up in.
We have an
the
easy
microwave?
Bake oven.
You have the toaster oven. Yeah. Yes, you have the
little toaster
oven.
Oteri uses that more than any human I've ever met.
We can make bagel bites.
You know what you need? You need a chef.
Yeah, and it's specifically that hibachi chef.
All right, we'll see. And if you know what the funny part is about a Friendsgiving, the funny part that I would actually get behind is if and when somebody brings something that absolutely stinks and you never let them hear the end of it, that'd be the best part.
No, we're too cordial here, because what if it's someone that's not in content and...
All right, well, if somebody in content brings something terrible, then you got to rip them.
Right.
You got to rip them.
And that's why...
You'd never hear the end of it.
You never go wrong with store-bought, because it's never going to be that horrible. It's never going to be that.
But you lose respect.
I don't care. I don't cook. Wait. I don't know how to cook. I'm bringing store-bought.
I would try. I would give it a rip.
I'm not cooking.
It might not be pretty. I'd give it a rip.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, I'm not cooking. So
that's not cooking.
Not cooking.
Well, you're bringing the Sprites.
Yeah, bringing the Sprite and you're bringing the sponge.
What a waste. If we're going to do a Teensgiving and we have the money to subsidize it.
Should we go to break? Make sure you lock the door when you go to break.
Batten down the hatches.
Put
the bolt lock in.
I'm scared right now. I'm about to hide in this fridge.
I'm usually against you guys in inter-office affairs. I'm lockstep with you.
Okay, good. So you are with us. You're going down with this ship.
Yeah. Or you're on board with the principle that if we have the money, why don't we use it?
I just might get
a little bit there. You know what? People talk about things radicalizing them. You know, world events radicalizing them. Rolls of butter radicalized me.
Yeah. All right, good. For the 15th time.
Yeah, seven people sign up and four things and nobody cares about.
Rolls and butter.
I'm going to say this for the 15th time, and I promise this will be the last time. There is no direction with that cash. And I know a year from now, Colin is going to be joking around, asking where that money went, and everyone's just going to do the Monopoly, man, if you're watching me on the YouTube stream.
Mm-hmm. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cap, do a little 5 for 5. We'll hopefully answer for our crimes. What a waste of time. They're Friendsgiving, please. Let's get some money behind it. Then we can have some real Thanksgiving.
We have money for it!
Christian Cat, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Let's just put it this way. I think Mike and I got uninvited.
I kind of knew that's where it was going to go. But
I think we're out.
Yeah,
I think we're out. On the Friendsgiving.
I think we got
uninvited.
I don't know.
I think we got uninvited.
I didn't mean to hurt feelings or anything. I thought that was funny.
You know, maybe what we'll do instead, we'll go over to Kaiser University, see if they're having a Thanksgiving. I'm sure they got a chef organized, not Christian?
Yeah, they have Dr. Chipinski over there. Not in the flesh, Mo Minuli, but you'll look like Dr. Chipinski when you go over to Kaiser University and work on your golf game. KaiserGolfCenter.com. I'll give you the URL now, and I'll give you it later. You got to remember, when you're playing golf on the weekend, it feels a whole lot better when you're actually good and not pathetic. And when you go to Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, you will get good. You will get better. If you'll go from good to great, you'll go from bad to good. You will make steady progress like me. They've got the best facilities, the best tools, and the best everything in the area. Specifically, their coaching. I've been getting lessons at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, and my handicap has dropped. I think, a stroke a week. It's been pretty crazy. I played golf in Turkey, and I would not have had the confidence to play golf overseas if not for my game improvement, courtesy of the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, KaiserGolfCenter.com, indoor and outdoor, so the weather does not determine when you can work on your golf game. KaiserGolfCenter.com. Get trained by the best of the best. It's good for the average Joe. It's good for someone who's a scratch golfer trying to become a plus handicap. KaiserGolfCenter.com.
I can't, dude. We messed up, Kyle.
No, I think we're good.
No, we're not.
I think we're good. You're going to go hungry next Wednesday, but I think we're good. Nonetheless, let's do a little 5 and 5 presented by Flagler Credit Union.
Five topics.
High five.
5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Let's get out of here.
Endless takes.
You can't handle the truth.
All gas, no brakes.
And it's shaking big time.
It's time for the 5 at 5.
Hold on to your butts.
Presented by Flagler Credit Union, proud supporter of FAU Athletics. Number one.
Let's start in the NFL. Bad news from Colin Russo's Jacksonville Jaguars. They announced that wide receiver, cornerback, rookie sensation, Heisman winner, Travis Hunter, is going to miss the remainder of the season after undergoing season-ending knee surgery to repair his LCL. He's expected to return to full football activities within 6 months. What did you take away from this injury news to Travis Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty devastating, to be honest. And you got to be honest. You got to call it like you see it. It fuels that fire that some people are like, you can't play both ways. Now, the reason is, those who don't know, this injury did not happen because he's playing both ways in a game. This happened during the bye week, after the bye week was finished, in the practice the following week, on a random cornerback drill. It was unlucky. And then they were wishy-washy about the severity of the injury. They said it would be 3 weeks. Then all of a sudden, he had a wishy-washy MRI. And then now season-ending surgery comes about. Now you get 6 months where you're not going to have him. If the team wants to make a playoff push somehow, some way, they're not going to have, in my opinion, the best receiver and the best corner on the team. Doesn't look good there.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good. That team is reeling. And now you look at it from the sense of, how does he treat the rest of his career? Because in my opinion, this was not an overuse injury, and that's the argument you'd make if Travis Hunter was going to get hurt, you know, playing both ways.
It was a
fluke knee injury in a non-contact drill in practice. It's just unlucky.
I'm not even going to the, oh, he got injured card. I'm going to the card of, and Kyle, you know better than I do, but from the little that I watched, he wasn't necessarily special in anything that I saw him play.
I mean, he was learning.
Sure. I just think if he's allowed to focus on a single position, that's when he's going to excel. That's my 2 cents on it. It's unfortunate that he got hurt during practice. That stinks. As a Cleveland Brown fan, I only hope the Jags will start losing some football games for that number one pick.
Number two.
Let's go to college football. We have a college football head coach of UNC, Bill Belichick, being speculated as a possible option to fill the New York Giants head coaching position that is now vacant after Brian Daboll was fired yesterday. When he was asked about it, he said simply, "I've been asked about it from time to time on the rumors about the Giants job. I've been down this road before. I'm focused on Wake Forest. That's all. That's my commitment to this team this week. It's Wake Forest." Would you be surprised if Bill Belichick gets hired as the Giants head coach?
You know, if this job came open a year ago, he would probably be near the top of the list of guys to take over that job. He's got experience there. It's the Giants. They know Bill. He's a Northeast guy, whatever. Now you're sitting there. The Giants, are they really that interested in hiring a 73-year-old college burnout coach?
And Kyle, can I disagree quick? I don't agree with you because no teams were really considering Belichick, outside of Atlanta 2 years ago?
He was never going to go back to the Patriots.
Yeah,
and then
so like
Atlanta.
The
UNC thing did come out of nowhere.
As crazy as it sounds, I think Belichick has ran his course in the NFL. I don't think you're going to see him in the NFL ever again.
And the thing is, he was so
especially
close
with how bad it's gone at UNC.
He was so close to Shula's record. I would have thought that he was going to circle back to the NFL at some point. But you know what doesn't help, too? The Raiders go and get Pete Carroll as the experienced, hardened guy, and that has not necessarily been anything special at this point. So that just doesn't hurt. I know Belichick's a better coach than what Pete Carroll is, but I mean, you really want to go get a mid-70s coach in terms of age? And, like, how much longer is he going to 4 or 5 years? You're just trying to right the ship? I guess that makes sense. They're going to go younger.
They're going to get Matt LaFleur.
If he's available. I don't think Giants, I don't think Giant fan would complain.
It was a joke.
I don't think Giant fan would complain. What's number two? Three.
Number three.
Let's go to the association. The National Basketball Association. Where? Heat tied with the Cavaliers. 0.4 seconds on the clock. Take it away, FanDuel Sports Network.
The lob for Wiggins. He did it. The Heat win it. A spectacular finish for Miami.
The Miami Heat are 7-4. Came into the season with very low expectations for head coach Eric Spoelstra's bunch, but they have the most productive offensive attack in the entire league. Is this fool's gold, which we're seeing with the Miami Heat, or is there something substantive here?
I think the Miami Heat doing this, if there's a team, talking about sustainability, the one thing is they've adopted that Memphis Grizzly offense from last year. That burned out. But I think Miami is not only going to get healthier as the season rolls along, they're going to get Hero back into full form eventually. Norman Powell has played very, very well. He is going to be a low 20-point scorer. Andrew Wiggins is a good utility guy. They have talent. I think it's just a matter of if they can keep what they're doing right now consistent. So I don't know if I would necessarily chalk it up into them contending in the East, but if there is a team that could benefit from a bad Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat skyrocket to the top of the list.
By the way, that one hurt last night, man. I thought the Cavs had that in the bag. Darius Garland got hurt in that game, too.
Very good game in the NBA. Good games in the NBA last night.
Dude, the NBA was a lot of fun.
Pistons-Wizards was a great game.
That's what I was watching because of, you know, the boycott with YouTube TV and Monday Night Football. But that was a fun game. Colin, I said it. I'm going to say it again. I think the Heat aren't playing in the play-in tournament. I think they probably either are the fifth or the sixth team. Now, the Bulls, they start out red hot. They're starting to come back down to earth. The two teams that I see competing for the Heat for that sixth spot, Philadelphia and Boston. I know Boston's 5-6, but I actually do see them being able to turn the corner at some point in the year without Jason Tatum. But I would say the Heat will probably make the playoffs as the sixth seed and be competing with the Bulls and the Celtics through and through for the spot. Give Spoelstra some credit. Give Spo some credit. That team's playing hard.
He's the best coach in the league.
He brought in the assistant from Memphis. They're playing great offensive ball. They didn't have Bam Adebayo in the game either. That's a well-coached basketball team.
Number four.
Let's go to college football, where College Game Day is this weekend. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for Pittsburgh versus Notre Dame. Head coach of Pittsburgh, big underdogs in that game against Notre Dame, as you would assume. Pat Narduzzi was speaking to the media, and someone in the media said, is this a must-win for Pittsburgh? And here's what Pat Narduzzi had to say.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It is not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can, one at a time.
Should Pittsburgh fans take issue with what their head coach just said?
Yeah, I think the players should, too. He tried to format that like a knock to Notre Dame. That was what he was trying to do. He was trying to throw a jab to Notre Dame not being in a conference.
There's been a lot of that this week. Joe McGuire, the head coach of Texas Tech, had similar words for Notre Dame. That's a bad look. That's a loser mentality.
I know, and how do you think they way to rile up the guys? Jeez, the players, are they even going to show up?
That's a loser mentality. And Pitt stinks. That conference stinks.
That's a guy who you play one-on-one, and then he says he wasn't trying when he went.
Right. What?
That's a guy who you play in basketball or any sport one-on-one, and when you lose, you say, we weren't even trying.
Right, exactly.
It actually didn't matter.
You hit the nail on the head there. And listen, that conference is a mess. With Miami not being, Miami not being the team we thought they were, Florida State being terrible, and Clemson being terrible. They're banking on Georgia Tech and Virginia? Good luck.
Georgia Tech's pretty good.
Good luck.
The one thing I'll say on top of that is he wrong? Pitt probably needs to win all their ACC games to get in, whether they beat Notre Dame or not. They still need to win that ACC title for them to get a bid, most likely. So he's not technically wrong. You don't say that. You don't say that to the media because you're not inspiring any confidence in your guys. And Notre Dame's now going to come out trying to kill you in that game on Saturday.
And they will, too. As much as I can't stand Notre Dame, they are playing well.
And then he wraps it up with, yeah, we want to win as many games as we can.
Yeah, we'll get all focused on Notre Dame this year.
You just told us that this means nothing.
Right, yeah. The 100-3 was out of left field. I mean, brother, you lose 100-3, you're not going to have a job. I can almost promise.
Save that speech for after the game if Notre Dame destroys it to the guys.
Hey, guys, Pitt stinks. Move on to number.
Number five.
They don't.
Hey, how about some big news on the pitch? Some people's GOAT, Cristiano Ronaldo, said he expects his sixth World Cup next year to be his last. Mike, Cristiano Ronaldo, the greatest soccer player of all time?
For me, he is, and I know it's kind of contradicting with me being on the Inter Miami broadcast, me calling Messi the GOAT multiple times. They're both the GOAT. They're the GOATs in their own right. Ronaldo is the GOAT in the air. Ronaldo's the GOAT when it comes to skill moves. Ronaldo created the step over. He created skill moves, okay? Like, Messi is the technical GOAT. So, like, it's like the LeBron and Michael conversation. It's the best way I can put it.
Now,
it's like LeBron and Michael. The difference is, though, these two guys played at the same time and competed against each other. Messi was probably on the better teams, ultimately. But in the end of the day, the Real Madrid teams that Ronaldo was on at the back end before he went back, or excuse me, before he went to Juventus, those are some of the best teams at the club level ever. Ronaldo has all the accolades. He has the most Champions League goals. He has the most Champions League titles. So Cristiano's a GOAT in that sense. Messi is the GOAT because technically you've never seen anything like him, and he has the World Cup. Cristiano doesn't have the World
Cup. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This next World Cup,
but for me,
Ronaldo could even it up.
So for no offense, boys, for average soccer fans like you, the World Cup, it means tenfold. For me, someone who's been locked into Champions League football since 2005, I mean, geez, Cristiano is he's the leading goal scorer and has won it almost more than anybody. So,
it's like golf majors versus you see a guy win every tournament and it means a lot, but it's not the Masters.
And it's crazy. I'm so happy I got to see those two guys at their prime. I was lucky enough to see LeBron James, to see Ronaldo and Messi, to see some of the better pitchers in baseball as well. I've seen some great sports. I've been spoiled with some great athletes throughout my lifetime.
Messi's a better all-around player, right? Ronaldo's a striker specialist.
I've heard his name is Penaldo because he had a lot of goals from penalty kicks. A little cheap, no?
I mean, scoring specialist. Guys, Messi's a better all-around player.
I can make
player.
A penalty kick in the Premier League.
Am I wrong?
No. So Ronaldo originally started off as a winger, which means he came in off of the left because he had an inverted right foot. He won the Ballon d'Or when he was about 20 years old at Manchester United, my team, and won it before Messi. So, Messi is the better... People say Messi is a, quote, better player because he has more assists and whatnot. It's different positions.
Right.
It's different positions.
He's a little bit more involved.
But Ronaldo is better in the air. He's probably... And listen, people are going to kill me for this. He's better at free kicks, historically better at free kicks, and he's the better goal scorer. Messi is the better passer. Best way I could put it.
Got a break.
All-around player.
I think Ronaldo does more.
Christian Cat, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo, Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. Streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X at ESPN West Palm. We officially decided that our Friendsgiving is going to be Christian bringing the cups, Mike bringing 2 liters of Sprite. No,
we didn't start this, though. We did not put rolls
we're following. We're following a trend because there was other people in our office that where everybody brings in one thing. I saw rolls and butter. I saw cookies. I saw a bunch of stuff you can get away with.
I am officially... I will do whatever Christina tells me.
Cook?
Whatever I need to do. Huh? Whatever I need to do.
Go download the ESPN South Florida app. If you missed any of the show today, go see us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, all those great places. Just go to Russo and Rizzo. We'll be back at it tomorrow, 4 to 6. As always, appreciate Christian keeping us up over the airwaves. And again, if you want to watch us back too, see our pretty faces, we're streaming live on ESPN South Florida on YouTube and ESPN West Palm on Twitter and Facebook as well. Well, we got a lot to do in the interim because I got a little college basketball tonight. Mike and I have our first youth basketball game tonight. Looking forward to that. We'll see if we can
go Magic.
Start with a win. 1-0 would taste good at this point. We need 1-0. We need 1-0.
The issue is we've been to one practice, so Steve will not be happy.
I had a second practice last week. Last Monday we had a practice as well. So we have two practices and we got guys who hopefully can win a couple games. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Katz. So long, ESPN 106.3.